4 CBA Mobile.
4 CBA, this is N4DIZ.
I got DIZ out of that. I didn't get your prefix, so this is KB4 CBA. Name here is David.
This is November 4, Delta India Zulu, and David, is your call CPA or CBA?
Bravo Alpha.
Roger. Well, how's your afternoon doing? Mine's doing fine. Name here is Joel. And I'm just sitting here fixing to start my dinner and been in the house pretty much all day because of the weather, and I hope it's a little bit better tomorrow so I can tend to a few chores in the yard. Over.
If tomorrow's going to look any better than today, in fact, it might look worse, but I'm going to play tennis, and I may be playing inside because it's raining over here in Taylor's, but if it's raining, I'm going to the sports club on Congaree Road.
Yeah, it's been raining over here west of Traveler's Rest. That's where I live. On and off all day. Sprinkling a little bit, then a little kind of heavy. Nothing really heavy, but enough to keep me indoors. Over.
Same here, and yeah, just enough to where you can do anything. And so it's been kind of a boring day, just sitting there watching TV. And so I'll get to play an hour and a half of tennis. That'll be fine with me.
You're mobile. Are you headed home now over at Taylor's?
No, I'm headed to the sports club. Korea, but I'm over in the Taylor's area. I'm getting ready to get on Edwards Road. And I'll be headed south on Edwards Road.
Okie dokie. Well, enjoy the QSO, and let me just say my 73. I'm fixing to go start my dinner. Enjoyed it. Let me get your call here. KB4 CBA N4DIZ, clear after you.
Joel, is your last digit of your call, is it zebra or X-ray?
Zebra, N4DIZ.
All right, well, you rustle you up something to eat there, and I just heated up some leftovers, and but anyway. And I'll say 73, and you have a good evening. N4DIZ, KB4, CBA Mobile.
KN0TR.
How are you doing?
I'm here and heard you. Watching the wagon train getting over with. I'm going to scroll up and watch the weather here in a minute. I was writing down how to skip a memory here on this ICOM. I know how to do it on the Kenwoods, but these ICOMs are weird. And you can do it from the mic. I had a memory channel I wanted to lock out. It was an error channel, but it was really annoying and one that I just don't care about. I got 49 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. It's monsoon season.
Well, you might as well just say a half an inch.
That's correct. It was 49 hundredths.
Picky, picky. All right, my phone's ringing here. Let's see who this is. It is my wife. So let me get this KB4CBA.
And 0TR, clear.
KB4CBA.
And 0TR. Go ahead, Nick.
But you see who takes precedence in my family. I'm talking to my wife. She goes, oh, I got to run this. This is our oldest daughter and Beth. And so let me see what she's got to say. And so she just hung up.
Well, as they say, that stuff tends to run downhill.
She was telling me about a bad wreck on Wade Hampton there at Edwards Road, that intersection, and I could see it from Rutherford, so I turned right onto Rutherford, and I mean onto Wade Hampton, and went up to Watson Road and turned left onto Watson Road, and there's a little cut through there from Edwards Road. So in fact, there's two ways you can go, but since I was headed south, I took the one that put you further down south on the Edwards Road. So anyway, I'm now at Beacon Hill.
Started to warn you about that, and I asked Bernice. I said, "Well, Dave, be going by there, because I heard something about it on the news at 4 o'clock." Said to avoid that and go down Super, I think. But I didn't know it was right there at Wade Hampton. That's a bad spot because every time I go down Wade Hampton from the east and going to turn on to that road, I'll wait in the middle of the intersection for the light to turn if it's not, if it's flashing or whatever it does there. And inevitably, one or two cars will run the red light going back to the east and would T-bone me. After the light turns, they still run right through it.
You won't do that. Not here in Greenville. Oh, I tell you, you should have lived in Charleston down there. Well, as soon as it starts raining, everybody just starts running into each other, just like a signal or something. And but I've sat at the intersection and watched three cars just, after my light had already turned green, three cars just went through the intersection, I mean, flying. And and this was a four-lane intersection.
Here at Wade Hampton, 101, and another one is right there in front of Walmart's and Taylor's. I'll drop Bernice off like I did today at Aldi's, and that's the first time we've been down there in a couple of weeks, now, by the way. But I go back over and get gas. And as you start to cross Wade Hampton, they're coming down there 55, 60 miles an hour. And they'll run right through that intersection there as you're going back over to Walmart, which would be instant death, if they're going back to the east and they keep on you at that rate, it'd kill you.
They say it'd kill you dead. Oh, man. Well, we're doing pretty good out here so far, and surprisingly enough, of course, I guess if there's a wreck at Super Road and Edwards Road, and on Wade Hampton, I guess that too good of news, but anyway. Oh man, I even got a green arrow for Congaree. This is unprecedented.
I don't know. It was something about Edwards Road and Wade Hampton is all I know. Wasn't it, Bernice? Someplace in that area. So I don't know exactly where it was at. I just briefly heard it. And then you come on talking to that gentleman and I thought, oh boy, I should not tell Dave because I didn't know if he was going to be in that area. You know, I don't know my directions that well down there. The traffic was excellent. About 11 o'clock when we went to Walmart and Aldi's, and there wasn't hardly, we never got within 20 feet of anybody in Walmart. And Aldi's wasn't bad at all. There was a few more people there because it's smaller. But, guys, plenty of parking, and Walmart was excellent as far as the amount of people goes, so we was very happy about that.
For CPA Mobile. Well, I'm at the sports club, and it looks like they've got plenty of rain, so I'm sure all the courts are out. We had a 6 o'clock game scheduled, but I can do the 5:30 clinic and still get to play, and that's inside the bubble. So, in the bubble, like if the four of us rented the bubble, it's $38, so we'd have to split that four ways, and the clinic's 15, so let's see, how does that turn out? Not too good, huh? But anyway, so I'm paying about the same as I would if we rented the bubble, if it's even available, who knows.
What's the bubble? Is that underneath the outside awning or something?
I'm here and look at it. It's just a huge dome. And I'm not sure what it's made out of. It's some kind of material. You know, it's not metal or anything. And I'm sure it has a steel frame of some sort, but somewhere. But it keeps you dry. It is ventilated. It's not air conditioned or heated. And it has two hard courts in it, so eight people can play at a time, or they can hold a clinic in there, which they're going to do at 5:30.
Is that at the YMCA or something?
The sports club. It's on Congaree. Between Verde and Roper Mountain Road. I don't know what it's called right there, Jeff Lynch. It's between there and the road that goes to the hospital off of Congaree. I can't think of the name of it right this second. But anyway, it's about halfway down Congaree between those two intersections.
Nice, Dave. Glad to hear you can get out and do that. I wish I could. Boy, my back today, for some reason, I'm getting really sharp, bad pains in it from the time I got up. Even now, usually I get up and put some ice on, like I did this morning, and some menthol, I'm okay, but that's not the case today. It's still biting me. That old AGE. Anyways, not complaining. Just went out to the chickens and got soaked. Only got four eggs, but it's better than a sharp stick in the eye. And now we're up officially to 0.50 inches, and I know you flunked up on phonics, but you can count. So 0.5 is a half inch, not 49 hundredths. See you later. Have fun. KB4CBA in 0TR.
Nurse that bag, and you got a good nurse there, and take care of yourself. Good talk to you. I'll jump out of here and check in. 73 in 0TR, KB4CBA clear.